Hi, Sarah. This is Elena. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. So the Colorado Dragon Boat Festival happening this weekend at Sloan's Lake Park in Denver. I know it's 10 to 7 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday. Free admission and also the largest dragon boat festival in the United States, which is crazy. Sarah, I know you're the executive director for Colorado Dragon Boat, which is the umbrella organization that encompasses the Colorado Dragon Boat Festival. And when I was doing my research, I found it so cool to learn about the history of this tradition of the Dragon Boat Festival. And for people who don't know about dragon boating, could you give us a little rundown about what that is and where it comes from?
Yeah, definitely. And actually, it's this weekend is the 27th and 28th for Saturday, Sunday. We'll be hosting the 24th annual Colorado Dragon Boat Festival. And dragon boating is a really unique and niche kind of sport here in the United States, but very popular outside of the U.S. and all throughout Asia. But it's an ancient Chinese athletic competition. And it's steeped in a lot of legend, actually, legend and history. About 2,000 years ago, the legend has it that there was a poet who was an advisor to the emperor at the time of the Warring States. And unfortunately, during that time, that particular poet was cast out of the empire. And he ended up kind of wandering around China. He had quite a few followers that knew about him and were concerned about this poet because he was so devastated by the outcome of the Warring State and how the emperor had cast him out. So this poet actually decided to end his life by walking into a river, and his followers found out about this and they rushed to try and go save him. But unfortunately, by the time they got there, it was too late. But in Chinese culture, especially during that time period, it was believed that the way that you pass physically, so the way that your body passes from this life into the next, is how you'll be showcased in the next life. So his followers were really concerned about his body being eaten by fish or the legendary dragon that was in that river. So they went on boats and pounded drums and threw rice cakes into the water to try and get the fish to avoid eating the body of that poet. And that kind of started the legend of dragon boating. And there's a lot of different versions of that. That's kind of a clip notes right there. But that's kind of, in a nutshell, the legend behind how dragon boating started. And historically, it's always on the fifth day of the fifth lunar month. And that is kind of the tradition that dragon boating has throughout the world now. And we've kind of taken that here at Colorado Dragon Boat Festival. We are not the fifth day of the fifth month, but however, very excited to bring dragon boating to the state of Colorado on the fourth weekend in July every year at Sloan's Lake Park in Denver.
Wow, that is amazing. Very, very cool history. I'm going to pass it off to Theron. I know he has a couple of questions as well.
Hi, I'm Theron. Real quick about me, I'm from Pueblo, Colorado, and having done some research about this event, I am definitely planning on coming up this weekend to check it out. It sounds super, super exciting, super interesting. One thing I had read on your website that I'm personally interested in, it's mentioned that the event is larger than similar events in, say, like San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles. What makes this event so unique that it has such a huge support from the community?
Yeah, thanks for that question. We're super excited. So we are actually the largest dragon boat festival in the country, which is shocking because we are a landlocked state. But the main reason that we are this large is because overall, Colorado Dragon Boat is a 501c3 nonprofit that promotes and celebrates AANHPI, so Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander culture here in Colorado. So we do that through a multitude of things that happen at the festival. So we are not just dragon boat races. People definitely come and cheer on their favorite racers, but they stay and enjoy all the other aspects of the festival that we offer. We have a large Asian marketplace where you can buy all of your amazing goodies. We have delicious Tates of Asia food courts, so come hungry because there's a lot of delicious food on site. We have a Dragonland area for kids and education. So we are a very family-friendly event. We want all ages to come and enjoy. And very exciting for me is we have three different stages with over 60 different performances throughout the weekend. And they're all local organizations that are sharing their dance, their art, their culture with us. And we really try and make it as immersive as possible. So we have participation, so you can get up and dance with our organizations, and then also edutainment, so education through entertainment. So definitely something to learn on site, and we're just really excited to allow everyone and anyone to come and join us at our festival. We are a free admissions event, so come for some dragon boat racing and stay for some performances, food, and goodies. But I think that's the main reason why we are so large. Last year, we had over 200,000 individuals over the two-day weekend. And it's really because Coloradans have such a thirst and desire to uplift and empower the Asian community here. And we're just really excited to continue to have this event year after year.
Sarah Moore is with us from the Colorado Dragon Boat event this weekend at Sloan's Lake in Denver. Amazing diversity within the large AANHPI community. And so it's, I'm sure, a lot of work, but a lot of love and support to see everybody represented so well. In terms of fighting stereotypes, there's great diversity within this large group. And so kudos for bringing everybody and keeping everybody together.
Thank you. Yeah, we are a very large umbrella that encompasses AANHPI. Definitely over 40 different ethnicities, languages, cultures. There's a lot underneath that one umbrella, but we're so excited to bring everyone together to celebrate.
Any tips about attending the Sloan's Lake event? Somebody heard we were going to talk to you and said, hey, be sure and tell them to bring umbrellas. It's not the rain, but the sun that'll wipe you out.
Exactly. Yeah. So we are actually, we're the hottest festival of the summer, figuratively and literally. We tend to be quite the hot event. So definitely stay hydrated. Wear sunscreen, bring a hat, bring an umbrella. If you forget an umbrella, we have a lot of vendors on site who are selling some beautiful decorated Asian umbrellas. But some good hints is for this weekend. There's no parking on site at the event. We do have a free shuttle that goes to and from Auraria campus at the 5th Street Garage, Cherry Lot, and Elm Lot. You do have to pay to park. However, there is a free shuttle to and from the event, but there is no parking on site. So if you are able to walk or bike, please do that, or ride share and RTD. But once you find your way to the festival, it is the hottest festival of the summer. So just stay hydrated. We do sell refreshing drinks on site, and that's actually a fundraiser for not only our nonprofit organization, but also local nonprofit organizations that we partner with. So please feel free to grab an ice cold water or beverage to help cool yourself off. But the most important thing is just to have fun. There's endless things to do, so make sure to walk around and see it all.
Well, I was wondering when the design contest came into the picture and what made you want to incorporate it as part of the festival.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we've actually been doing our poster design contest for quite a while now. And one of the main reasons is because our nonprofit really promotes and celebrates art and culture. But what better way than to invite everybody to submit a cool poster design describing what they think the Colorado Dragon Boat Festival is. So we look forward to doing that every year. And we're really excited this year for our new Artist Alley. So all of the poster designs that were submitted for this year will be on display, so you can go and look at all the cool designs that came through from all different ages. We have kindergarten through college, professional, hobbyists, and they're all absolutely amazing. So we're really excited to highlight those pieces of art at the festival and then also inspire people for next year. Our poster design contest will be highlighting next year in 2025, our 25th anniversary, and then also the year of the fire snake. So very excited to be showcasing all the amazing art coming out of the community.
Amazing. Sarah Moore with the Colorado Dragon Boat Fest. What's the website for more details?
For more details, check out our website at www.cdbf.org, and that stands for Colorado Dragon Boat Festival.
Sarah Moore, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.